സദാശിവസമാരംഭാം ശങ്കരാചാര്യമധ്യമാം അസ്മദാചാര്യപര്യന്താം വന്ദേ ഗുരുപരംപരാം.
Page
153, verse 42. കസ്റ്റിത് ഭാവകഃ കശ്ചിത് ഏവമേവ നിരാകുലഃ.
അഷ്ടാവക്ര ഷോയിങ് ദ ഡിസ്റ്റിങ്ഷൻ ബിറ്റ്വീൻ എ ജ്ഞാനി ആൻഡ് എ അജ്ഞാനി. ദ ഡിഫറൻസ് ആർ ഡിസ്റ്റിങ്ഷൻ. ഹി ഈസ് ഷോയിങ് ഹൗ എ അജ്ഞാനി does sadhana, how a jnani is beyond all sadhanas. There are people who look at the world as really existent, the experiencing world. They look at it as real and they meditate upon those objects, including the form of the Lord. For them, the Lord form are real for them. Therefore, they meditate upon as real. Some other people see the entire universe is nothing but void, shunyam. There is nothing, it is only shunyam, it is void. But a jnani is neither look at the world as real nor he look at the world as shunyam. So that is what Ashtavakra presenting. Bhavasya bhavakaha kaschit. Bhavasya means that which is the existent world in front. Upon that world, this person starts meditation. Meditating means the objects as they are real. Bhavakaha, thinking that they are real. And for meditation also, they take a form which is, they think they are real. Bhavakaha means meditator. Religious person meditate upon God, some alambanam. Worldly person meditate upon their family members. That's the difference. Bhavakaha, either irreligious or religious. Religious person thinks that Lord and forms, other things are all real. Therefore, they meditate upon that. Worldly people meditate upon worldly objects because they appear as real for them. So, bhavasya, ഭാവകഃ കശ്ചിത്. ഭാവകഃ മീൻസ് മെഡിറ്റേറ്റർ. അപരഃ കശ്ചിത് അഭാവകഃ, ശൂന്യവാദി, ലൈക് ബുദ്ധിസ്റ്റ്. ദേ സേ നത്തിങ് ഈസ് ദേർ, എവരിതിങ് ഈസ് ശൂന്യം. ബോത്ത് ആർ റോങ്. ഇറ്റ് ഈസ് നെയ്തർ റിയൽ നാർ അൺറിയൽ. നെയ്തർ റിയൽ നാർ അൺറിയൽ ടോട്ടലി. Neither existent nor totally non-existent. So neither of them, a jnani, ubhaya abhavakaha. Ubhaya abhavakaha means bhavasya abhavasya abhavakaha. Bhavasya means existent, abhavasya means non-existent. So ubhaya abhavakaha. Kaschita. Who? Advaiti. That is why Pujya Swamiji says one has to meditate upon not anything else, not external object. One has to meditate upon oneself. That is the true meditation. It is prescribed in Taittiriya Upanishad. Ahangraha Upasana. Meditation on one's own self. That is Ubhaya Abhavakaha. Kaschita Eva Meva. As long as you meditate upon something outside object as real entity, there is a vyakulata. There is vyakulata. That Lord is not answering to my desires, not fulfilling my problems, all continuing, not fulfilling my prayers, what I am vendugal. Okay. My vendugal is not answering. So vyakulam will continue. Why he is so nirdayaha, karuna less, is not compassionate towards me? People question the Lord as long as they meditate upon the Lord as a second entity. But this jnani is nirakulaha, vyakula rahitaha nirakulaha. There is no turbulence, there is no disturbance in the mind. Calm, nirakulaha means calm. The water, like Manasa Sarovaram, without ripples, the water is so calm and steady, clean, clear, crystal clear, like nirakulaha. That is what he says, eva meva nirakulaha. Who ubhaya abhavakaha, the one who is not seeing the world either real or totally unreal. What his way of perception? It is experientially real. It is not a fact. Factually unreal, experientially real. So therefore, bhava abhava vilakshanam anartham. Bhava abhava vilakshanam jagat vyavaharika satyam. Relative reality. It is not a bhranti, it is not a satyam. It is as though appears. Next shloka we will read. 43.
Shuddhamadvayamatmanam bhavayanti kubuddhayah natu jananti sammohat yavad jivamanirvrutah.
Again contrast. Comparative, contrast and comparative study. So many slokas, same thing is going on. This is very, very helpful. Where we are, we can check ourselves. And we can improve also. Kubuddhayaha, subuddhayaha, opposite. Subuddhi, opposite kubuddhi. Subuddhi means ustuhu buddhihi. The one who has got a clear knowledge, clear intellect, very clear in his thinking, he is called Subuddhi. But there are some Kubuddhayaha who are all not having the clarity, clear thinking, proper thinking. They do not have no proper thinking. Therefore, that intellect is called Kubuddhi. ವಕ್ರ ಬುದ್ಧಿಯನ್ನ ಅರ್ಥ ಕುಬುದ್ಧಿಯನ್ನ ವಕ್ರ ಬುದ್ಧಿ. ವಾಟ್ ದೇ ಡೂ ಶುದ್ಧಂ ಅದ್ವಯಂ ಆತ್ಮಾನಂ ಭಾವಯಂತಿ. ದೇ ಮೆಡಿಟೇಟ್, ದೇ ಟ್ರೈ ಟು ಮೆಡಿಟೇಟ್ ಅಪಾನ್ ದಟ್ ಪ್ಯೂರ್ ಆತ್ಮನ್. ಶುದ್ಧಂ ಆತ್ಮಾನಂ ಭಾವಯಂತಿ, ಅದ್ವಯಂ ಆತ್ಮಾನಂ ಭಾವಯಂತಿ. ಶುದ್ಧಂ ಪ್ಯೂರ್, ಪ್ಯೂರ್ ಸೆಲ್ಫ್ ದೇ ವಾಂಟ್ ಟು ಮೆಡಿಟೇಟ್ ಅಪಾನ್. ಹೌ ಕ್ಯಾನ್ ಯು ಮೆಡಿಟೇಟ್ ಅಪಾನ್ ದಟ್ ಪ್ಯೂರ್ ಸೆಲ್ಫ್? ವೈ ನಾಟ್ It is advayam. How can you meditate? It is secondless. Advayam means what? Dvayam means dual. Advayam. Not dvayam, advayam. Means secondless. I want to meditate, suppose, myself, the meditator, dhyata and dhyayam, meditative object. Two must be there. Dhyata and dhyayam, subject and object. So the meditation is possible when I have a second thing in front of me. As a sadhaka, at the upasana level, you can meditate saguna ishvara, that is okay. For sadhana sake, how long you do that? After coming to Vedanta class, you understand jivatma paramatma aitya jnanam, you get. Then how can you meditate upon that second thing? There is no second real thing. What are all seconds? Are all unreal. All seconds are unreal. That means dvaitam, whatever is appearing, is mithya. Therefore, advayam atmanam bhavayanti. The atma which is secondless, this person is trying to meditate upon. That means atma you are meditating upon. What you are? You are what? Yeah. I am different from atma. It shows that when I am meditating upon atma, I am negating myself as atma indirectly. The moment I meditate upon atma, it is what indirectly I am accepting myself, I am not atma. That means I am negating myself as the self. If I meditate upon atma outside, I want to get the vision of atma, experience of atma, darshanam of atma, means I am indirectly refuting myself as atma. Na atma illai. Chollamal chulli. Kuramal kuriyan chunnamadri. This person denying himself or herself as atma. Self-denial. That is the correct word. It is called self-denial. What to do? You are the richest person. No, I am a poor person. The richness is denying, suppose, in spite of possessing. Similarly, being an atma, the self I am, how can I deny? That means I have not understood what is atma. Therefore, he says, shuddham advayam atmanam, the self which is secondless, which is only one, ekameva advitiyam, pure consciousness, bhavayanti, they want to meditate upon, they want to get darshan, they want to realize. They want to realize. Therefore, realize word also not exactly correct. Therefore, what we use, discover. Remove the cover. Already you are the self. Discover, remove the cover. Ajnana, avarana, vikshepa, all you remove. What about our hero? Because of that kubuddhi, they are meditating upon atma, na jananti. They cannot know that atma at any time. Why they cannot know atma at any time? Atma is unobjectifiable. You cannot experience atma, you cannot objectify the atma. Therefore, na jananti. What Keno Upanishad the teacher said, if you say you know Atma, you do not know Atma. That's why student said, Naham Manyesu Vedeti Nona Vedeti Vedacha. I know that I don't know. I know I don't know, he says. That is the answer given by the student. Similarly, these people cannot know the Atma. Being the Atma oneself, it is impossible to know the Atma. This jnani recognize I am Atma, the awareness, evident consciousness principle, the witness sakshi I am. I need not be experienced. I need not know Atma. I remain as Atma. So, sammohat na jananti, therefore what happens because of this illusion? In this there is no contrast, okay? There is no comparison. Here full about that ajnani. Sammohat yavad sivam anirvrataha. Because of this, it's a long trip for them. Okay, yavad jivam, lifelong, anirvritaha, they are not able to get moksha. Anirvritaha jivanti, arsanti. Nirvritti means freedom from sorrow. Anirvritaha means with unhappiness they continue their life. How are you? Okay. With unhappiness, sorrow, they continue their life. Anirvritaha yavad jivam santi ar jivanti sammohat. Therefore, study from a proper teacher for a length of time. Otherwise, lot of confusions. And their confusions will be confounded. So you can never come out from that. Guru guidance is required. Of course, from student standpoint also, lot of sadhana is required. Shravanam, mananam is required. Next shloka, we will read. Chakshushana pashyati yena chakshusi pashyati yenar. You cannot see with your eyes, on the other hand, through which your eyes are seeing. That is Atma. You cannot see Atma with your eyes. On the other hand, eyes are able to see because of Atma. You cannot think about Atma because it is not a object. On the other hand, because of which principle mind is able to think? Mind is able to think because of pratibodha viditam matam. In every knowledge, I, the consciousness, am evident. In every knowledge, consciousness is evident. How? I am conscious of means what? I know. Are you conscious of this clip? All of you? Are you conscious of this clip? That means what? I am conscious of this clip is equal to I know the clip. I know the clip means the knower, I, the consciousness, am the self. So how can I know the Atma? The knower cannot be known. Good. Next, 44.
Mumukshur buddhiralambam. Antarena vidyate. Niralam vaiva nishkamah buddhi muktasya sarvadam.
Here comparison, contrast. Mumukshoho buddhihi alambanam antarena na vidyate. Mumukshoho sadhaka, the one who is doing a practice, mumukshu means what? Moktum ichchuhu mumukshuhu. Either one practice or other he is gone doing. Japa, parayanam, puja, archana, navavida bhakti is there, no? So saguna ishvara upasanam, shivalinga, saligrama, some alambanam is there. Alambanam means support. Alambana means support. It takes the support of something or other. Alambana means support. Support means what? A crutch like, no? Third leg, you know, stick. And a crutch like. Always looking at the Lord with some alambanam or other, some form or other. So in puja room you see how many photos, not one, minimum 10, one pakkathula zero photo. So even purse also, in the purse also I should keep, in books also I should keep. This is called alambanam, a support. So tunai enakku tunai inar yaar bhagavan. So some form or other always I take alambanam. Their buddhi can never exist without alambanam. They feel aloof, they feel as though they are alone, they are afraid of to be alone. They are afraid of, that's why always keep patinde irpom, they do namaskara. And while going also at in the entrance photo pogumbodhu indha pakkam namaskaram panni pon vandha udane paakanum therippe unna namaskaram pannan. Like that everywhere, wherever we step, we keep something or other alambanam, support. Like a baby, you know, always take the support of someone or other, mother or father or grandparents. Like children, they cannot move independently, they are afraid of, they feel, you know, that insecurity, that insecurity will be there. Similarly, this bhakta also is an insecure person and always seeks support, alambanam. Their buddhi is holding on to one alambanam or other all the time. What shastra says, from sakama karma to nishkama karma, sakama bhakti to nishkama bhakti, apara prakriti to para prakriti, shastra is asking to mature yourself. Midamatam. One side Vedanta we are listening, but we are afraid of that God. Still there are people afraid of that God. You can have bhakti, but you need not afraid of Bhagavan. So you need not afraid of Bhagavan. Because that fear comes because of insecurity. Therefore he says, nirar alambanam antarena means vina, antarena means without. Na vidyate, it never remain. Without holding on to any alambanam, it cannot remain. That buddhi is like that. So world dependence sometime, edho or alambanam namak. Chinna vayasula amma appa amma appa anna. Then they teach us, hey, Bhagavan da ellame anna. From world dependence to God dependence. And people continue, continue, continue in God dependence. And that is most secure. From God dependence they cannot come out. Shastra says, come to self-dependence. Self-dependence, what is that self? What is that self? Bhagavan means he is sarvajnaha, sarvashaktiman. Avar nalladhu pannuvar namakku, indha atma enna pannum? What atma can do for me? பகவான் என்ன சம்திங் ஹி கேன் கிவ், பணம் கொடுப்பாரு, ஹெல்த்தி கொடுப்பாரு. இந்த செல்ஃப் என்ன பண்றது? ஒண்ணுமே பண்ணல, சுத்தம். லைக் தட் பீப்புள் திங்க். தட் மீன்ஸ் பகவான் மீன்ஸ் இஸ் எ ஃபார்ம் சிட்டிங் சம்வேர். இன் ஸ்பைட் ஆஃப் ஸ்டடிங் 7th சாப்டர், 9th சாப்டர் ஆஃப் பகவத்கீதா, ஒன் கோர்ஸ், டூ கோர்சஸ், சுவாமினி, ஹவு டு டிராப் பகவான். ஆசை அருமிங்கள், ஆசை அருமிங்கள், ஈசனோடாயினும் ஆசை அருமிங்கள். யூ ரிக்வயர் எ கரேஜ், யூ ரிக்வயர் எ கரேஜ். நிராலம்பைவ நிஷ்காமா புத்திர் முக்தஸ்ய சர்வதா. வேர்ஆஸ் அவர் ஹீரோ ஞானி சர்வதா முக்தஸ்ய, முக்தஸ்ய மீன்ஸ் த ஒன் ஹூ இஸ் லிபரேட்டட். Muktasya means who is a jnani in atma. Who is free from that ignorance, atma ajnanam. What do you mean by muktaha? Muktaha is one who is free from self-ignorance. Who is free from self-ignorance, atma ajnanam. He is called muktaha. That self-ignorant free person is Muktaha, liberated one. Of that person, Sarvada, his buddhi, Sarvada means always, his intellect is what? Niralamba eva. Niralamba means without any support, without alambanam. Enakku anywhere, yarume thevai illai. So, from childhood, you see, we are always depending, always thinking upon, this person gives me security. This person gives me security. Like that, 30 years, 40 years, 50 years, 60, afterwards we come to know. Nobody can give security, only Bhagavan. Then other 40 years, Bhagavan. Over life by that time. Insecure. So Ishvara also comes under relative order of reality, Vyavaharika Satyam. Vyavaharika Satyam is Mithya. So Ishvara, until you get Chitta Shuddhi, Chitta Ekagrata, Sadhana Chatushtaya Sampatti, you can use the Bhagavan as a sadhanam and recognize the Bhakti is a sadhanam. Bhakti is a sadhanam, support. And that Ishvara, what Lord Krishna said, Jnani tu Atmaiva Mematam. My real Bhakta is one who recognizes my real nature, Paraprakriti, Atma Tattvam, and his real nature, Tvampada Lakshyartha, Tattvada Lakshyartha, Ekam Eva. That Lord, Atma Swarupam, Paramatma, this Jivatma is Atma Swarupam, one and the same. What that form and this form are only appearance, he recognizes. Therefore, no need of alambanam. Suppose I want to take alambanam, that alambanam is what? Mithya. Aidi satya vastu atma. How can I take mithya alambanam? It is like a person who wants to crawl. No? You want to crawl, something which is strong, you have to take support. That creeper crawls, you know, it is crawling, no? When it is crawling, it catches what tree? Another creeper? One creeper catch hold on to another creeper or a strong trunk? Strong trunk. It will never hold on to another creeper. What we are doing, we the Jivatma creepers, holding on to another creeper. That is why our security is always in doldrums, no? Our happiness is always in turbulence, no? It is always changing. We are not happy at all. Therefore, Shastra says, your Atma, the Swarupam alone, is the best support. Hold on to that. How to hold on to Atma? Come to class, you know how to hold on to Atma. Unless you understand your real nature, you always want to take the support of the Lord. You can go temple, not for support. You have to go to temple and visit the Lord, say what? Thank you. Say thank you to the Lord for giving me this body and this knowledge. I thank you. For that you can go. Even at home also you do puja to show your gratitude. Nothing wrong in that. But not that God will give me security, that God will give me happiness, that God will remove all my problems. That is wrong. Still I am a Sakama Bhakta. Triangular format in Swamiji language. Okay, triangular format means I am a pitiable person in pity condition. Oh God, you are the savior. From what? Worldly problems you have to save me. This is called triangular format. What is binary format? I am Atma. Whole thing is, including Ishvara, Nama, Rupa are only Mithya. They cannot touch me. I am touch me not. Asparsha Yoga. What is he? Niralamba eva, because nishkama. There is no kama, there is no desire. What can I ask from the Lord? What can I ask? What I want to ask? Is there anything to remain? Is there anything remain to ask? No, nothing. Nishkama. சர்வதா புத்திஹி நிராலம்பாயேவா. ஆல்வேஸ் செல்ஃப் சப்போர்ட், செல்ஃப் சப்போர்ட், செல்ஃப் சப்போர்ட் குரூப்ஸ் எல்லாம் இருக்கும் இல்லையோ, அது மாதிரி இவர் வந்து செல்ஃப் டிபெண்ட், ஐ எம் நாட் டிபெண்ட் ஆன் எனி ஒன், ஐ ஆம் செல்ஃப் டிபெண்ட், ஐ டிபெண்ட் ஆன் மை செல்ஃப், ஐ டிபெண்ட் ஆன் மை செல்ஃப். ஆத்மனேவ ஆத்மனா துஷ்டா. சோ திஸ் நிச்சயா இஸ் ரிக்வயர்ட், நிச்சயா தட் சங்கல்பா அண்ட் அபியாச, நிச்சயம் வேணும். ஐ ஆம் ஆத்மா, I am listening to Ashtavakra Gita, Bhagavad Gita, Brahma Sutra, so many I am studying, I have to internalize the teaching. This is called Abhyasa, contemplation. Next shloka.
Vishayadvipino viksha chakita sharanarthinaha vishanti jhatiti krodam நிரோதைகாக்ரசித்தயம்.
ஜெனரலி when we do this spiritual sadhanas in initial stages, we think worldly people, worldly objects are all obstacles, they are all obstacles to our spiritual life. This is naturally we develop interactions with the people, possessions, so objects, all are worldly people. I am a spiritual person, worldly, this is very natural. I am a spiritual person, these people are all worldly people, all objects are worldly objects, they are all, you know, problematic. Like this we segregate in the initial stages, we segregate them. Therefore, what is our sadhana? I want to be away from them. I want to keep them away. Those people, those objects, what are all disturbing me. Therefore, I don't want to get disturbed by them. Those objects, those sounds, those people, I don't want to get disturbed. Therefore, what? I want to live aloof. This this happens at the time of sadhana, naturally. This mind develop and develop, develop. One lady is doing meditation at that night. Husband is coming home and she is sitting in deep meditation. After listening to Vedanta, Lord Krishna said that dhyanam, no, dhyana yoga, Bhagavad Gita. He's sitting in deep meditation. Eppo, night 10 maniki, sadhana. என்ன சாதனை பாருங்க, ஹஸ்பண்ட் கேம் இன் ஷேக்கிங் ஹர், நாட் ஷி இஸ் இன் ட்ரான்ஸ் நோ, அண்ட் ஹி ஸ்டார்டட் ஷாப்பிங் அட் ஹர், ஹி என்கரேஜ்ட் ஃபர்ஸ்ட், வெரி நைஸ் யூ ஆர் டூயிங் சாதனா அண்ட் ஆல். சோ தட் சாதனா ஆல்சோ பட் ஷுட் மாடரேட் நோ, ஷுட் நாட் பி டூ மச் நோ, எனி திங் நோ, பீப்புள் நேச்சுரல்லி அந்த மைண்ட் வீக்னஸ் டூ மச்சே பண்ணுவான், டூ மச் லிசனிங், டூ மச் ரைட்டிங், டூ மச் மெடிடேஷன், and he fed up with that, no, meditation, stop your meditation, and yesterday you prayed through my meditation. she do not know that he comes early, and that day he came early, the secret vandutar office la 10 manikku da varuvar, that day he came by 9 o'clock itself. Inda amma apdiye meditation la ukkarndru, what to do? Like these people, they bring bad name to Lord Krishna and Bhagavad Gita. So our sadhanas should not disturb others. We need not disturbed by others. It should not be too much. First is duty is first. After completing my duties, the rest of the time, whatever is there, I have to spend that time for my sadhana. Not that the cost of our duties, neglecting children, neglecting husband, neglecting family, neglecting other relatives, interactions. So when you are in the Rome, be like a Roman. When you are in Rome, you must be like a Roman. When you are a Grihastha, when you are in the world, you have to act as though. People need not know you are all sadhanas. She is very great sadhakana. People need not know. Why? Why they have to know? எப்போ ஃபோன் பண்ண மெடிடேஷன் பண்ணிட்டு இருக்கான், எப்போ ஃபோன் பண்ண ஏதோ படிச்சுட்டு இருக்கான், இந்த மாதிரி இருக்கு. We have to attend, no? You give some time, particular time for them. Okay, select like that, sadhana. That's why people, what he says here, Vishaya Dvipinaha Vikshya, he is comparing the sense objects like tigers, you know. All the tigers, Vyagraha, புலி, இந்த பாண்டி பஜார் பார்த்து புலி மாதிரி இருக்கு. முன்னாடி எப்படின்னா ஹல்வா மாதிரி இருந்தது, இப்ப புலி மாதிரி இருக்க. எனக்கு எரிச்சல் வருது சுவாமி, எனக்கு எரிச்சல் வரணும். அது பகவான் விபூதி, கேட்ட எரிச்சல் விஷய தீபினா. தீபினஹான்னா வியாக்ரஹான் அர்த்தம். எப்ப டைகர், when you see the tiger, how you run away? When you run away, if you go on doing meditation, that person never like even two people sitting and talking. It looks like, you know, noise, you know, big noise. So you develop, it's called rasaswada. After coming to Vedanta classes, I don't like so many people talking and all. Why you don't like? You were like that only, no, previously. They also need time to mature, no? We should not get any dvesha, hatred towards them, no? So we have to be balanced. This person, Vishaya Dvipinaha Vikshya, having seen the objects like tiger, no? As the Puli Madri. No? Any object, it is there. Chakitaha Sharanarthinaha. Frightened. Chakitaha means frightened. Afraid of. Sharanarthinaha means always, Sharanarthinaha means what? Refugee. Taking support. Gadagadagadagadagadagadagadagadagadagadagadagadagadagadagadagadagadagadagadagadagadagadagadagadagadagadagadagadagadagadagadagadagadagadagadagadagadagadagadagadagadagadagadagadagadagadagadagadagadagadagadagadagadagadagadagadagadagadagadagadagadagadagadagadagadagadagadagadagadagadagadagadagadagadagadagadagadagadagadagadagadagadagadagadagadagadagadagadagadagadagadagadagadagadagadagadagadagadagadagadagadagadagadagadagadagadagadagadagadagadagadagadagadagadagadagadagadagadagadagadagadagadagadagadagadagadagadagadagadagadagadagadagadagadagadagadagadagadagadagadagadagadagadagadagadagadagadagadagadagadagadagadagadagadagadagadagadagadagadagadagadagadagadagadagadagadagadagadagadagadagadagadagadagadagadagadagadagadagadagadagadagadagadagadagadagadagadagadagadagadagadag somebody is going to come, let me go and do meditation. I don't want to talk with them. This is called running away from the world. Charanardhinaha, Bhagavane, needa enakku kaapathu enna. Paapa, avan enna pannitaan? This because we do not know how to look at them. We are segregating. Bhagavan is shantaha. He gives shanti to me. These people give ashanti. Vedanta class gives shanti to me. My neighbor gives ashanti to me. That is true. But I need not always look at them. No? Look at them like a tiger. Vishaya dvipinaha viksha chakitaha frightened. Charanarthinaha. Therefore what they do? Krodham nirodha nirodha aikagra siddhyaye. Nirodha means they want to control all this. They want to control the mind. They want to control the mind and thoughts. They want to get a focusing mind. Therefore what they do? They go into a shelter, into a cave. Tiger is coming and chasing, running and entering into a cave, solitude, aloof place. He is giving just example, okay? Just as you, when a person sees the tiger, he runs away from it and hides somewhere. Like that, the sadhakas, the mumukshus, what do? They run away from the world, they run away from the people, they run away from the family, they run away. And doing what? Meditation. Aikagram. Nirodhaha. So they want to come out of all disturbances. They cannot mingle with the world. For some time our sadhana sake is okay, but it should not go into a different track. Half and chulluva, abram. Or guru loose and chulluva. He is a loose person and chulluva. People put a label on you, no? People put a label. You are sane internally. But you should not be abnormal when you are in the world, in the family. You should not be abnormal. That's why your husbands and your family members should not complain on me. நீ சாமினி கிளாஸ் போயிருந்தோம் வீட்டுல அப்படிதான் அதுதான் திறமை. not, hey, don't go to class, don't do, enna enna artham rendu gaan enna class poochi sadhana poochi so I also miss the students amma jagratha irkanam ulagam idu ulagam these people krodham jhatiti visyanti they immediately when they see there any objects disturbing ammo venda venda objects they are all Isharas vibhuti you don't carry away by them you are making the padartha into vishaya look at the padartha as padartha why you have to run away look at the padartha as padartha it is a paper tiger you need not run away enjoy the beauty visanti krodam krodam anna cave guha edho or shelter illa hiding anna da visanti visanti means they enter jhatiti that letter is understand it is jhatiti differently they have printed that is also correct next shloka we will read shloka 46
nirvasanam harim drishtva tushnim visayadantinaham palayam tena shaktaste sevante krita chatavah
these sense objects which are appearing like a tiger for a jnani he is like a lion now he is giving another example so how to be in this world midst of sense objects between worldly people how to live how to move live like a lion annaru harim nirvasanam harim drishtva here hari means lion the jnani is compared to a lion simham lion maadhiri irukkar what type of lion anna nirvasanam desireless not desirous of anything in the world because everything is mithya it cannot give any happiness because I am ananda atma I am ananda swarupam atma how can I seek anything for my happiness how can I desire anything in the world that is called nirvasanam once I am desireless nothing can disturb me padartha it is if I have desire it attracts me I get desire again if I get it okay if I won't get it again problem like that happens nirvasanam harim drishtva on the other hand previous shloka he said by seeing vishayas the person run away is ajnani whereas jnani by seeing jnani they run away na all sense objects run away na sense organs sense objects even kitta irunda enna namak enna you know you tushnim visayadantinaha Visayadantinaha means the sense objects are all compared to a lion, sorry, elephant. By seeing a lion, all elephants run away. All desires run away. Previously, he ran away. Now, after coming to Ashtavakra Gita, all desires are running away from them. From that jnani. From them means from those wise people. They are palayante. They are running away. The lions are all huge lions. Previously it was giving so much problem that desire, that object, that person. Previously my mamiyar was so problematic. Now my mamiyar is running away from me. Like that for example I am telling. Okay, mamiyar need not run away. Just I'm telling. Previously I was afraid of my mamiyar. Now my mamiyar is afraid of me. Because I don't have any grudge. I don't have any complaints on her now. So she is, So either she has to go away, or she says, she comes and helps us, you know. The Vishayas, they come, Palayante, Vishaya Dantinaha, Dantinaha na elephants. Vishaya Dantinaha means sense objects, which are compared to elephants. They Palayante, they run away, or if they are not able to run away, na Shaktaha, suppose. If they are not able to run away, they are there, te krita chatavaha iva sevante. Namak jalra poduvane. Chatavaha na, the people who always praise us and appreciate, like that all sense objects, daiva praptam, they are all daiva praptam or prarabdha praptam, they come and help us. They will not disturb us. They give ananda and we are not carried away by them, but they come and help you with sense objects. Sevante means very nicely they serve you. See, if you are desireless, if you are desirous of, you will become slave to them. You are a boss now. They are your servants. They are what? Vishayas. If they are there, okay. If they are not there also, okay. So that the object is an object. It is no more a Vishaya Harmi. Vishaya is that Vishinoti Badhnati iti Vishayaha. For me, all are Padarthas now, not Vishayas. If I have desire for them, either clothes or food or something or other, I am desirous of all the time, they are Vishaya. They bind me. If I look at them as only Padartha, I am not desirous of, then they are only Padartha, they cannot disturb me. So, Krita Chatavaha, on the other hand, I want to be with you, they come. Those sense objects, sense pleasures, they want to come with you. And they want to stay with you. Krita chatavaha sevante. Enna nanna irukku paarunga. People run after sense pleasures. And they get problems. This person never go for sense pleasures. But he gets sense pleasures. Or she gets sense pleasures. But in the sense pleasure, there is no any apatti or any dvesha. Adu eppadi swami? Eppadi irukku mudiyum? Mudiyum. Adu purinja Atma Swarupam Purinja, you remain as Atman, it is wonderful. That is, I told you, know, that is the health, real health. If you taste that health, you can never leave that nectar. First taste, okay, 47. Namukti kari kam dhattem. Nishanko yukta manasaham Pashyan shrinvan sprishan jigdhran Ashyan naseya tha sukham. Nishankaha, doubt free. Shanka means doubt. Nishankaha means from whom all doubts have gone. Nirgataha, shanka, yasmat, from whom all the doubts disappeared. There is no doubt at all. Regarding what? Not regarding jatakam. There is no doubt with regard to his real nature. There is no doubt with regard to the Ishvara. There is no doubt with regard to the world. World, Ishvara and myself. Three in one. Three are there in one. What is that one? Atman. The Satyam is Atma in these three triads. The appearance of Nama Rupa is its Vibhuti, Maya. So therefore, Pujya Swami says, problem is you, solution is you. There is no problem in the world. There is no problem with your mind also. A disciplined, well-trained, well-informed, refined mind is not a problematic. Really speaking, mind is really wonderful. It's my privilege. Having a mind is a privilege. I need not stop my thoughts, I need not stop my mind. Train your mind, refine your mind, channelize your mind in the right direction with the help of Shastra, study. And use that mind instrument for worldly transactions. It is like an ornament. That mind is like a bhushanam, natu dushanam. Not training the mind properly, not providing any spiritual sadhanas to the mind, and complaining upon the mind, stress, tension, anxiety. You know, all the complaints on the mind. Mind is stressed, Swamini, so tensed. And is always having fear, sad. These are all called complaints on the mind. Be compassionate with your mind. It is like a baby. Take care of that. Provide proper spiritual sadhanas. Train it. Refine it. And that mind, a trained, disciplined, well-informed mind will become a friend to you. It will help you to get what? Knowledge. Your mind alone is your friend. Uddharet atmana atmanam. Atmanam na avasadayet. People getting lot of depression, suppression, oppression. Mind goes, no? Into disturbance, conditions are there. It goes into that condition. It doesn't mean you cannot throw the mind or you can stop the mind. You need not stop, you need not throw the mind. But train the mind. Like that circus, the person. He is ringmaster. His name is called ringmaster. All lions, tigers, all of them come, he stand in between, no? Middle. And the lion comes and keeps its legs on his chest. Namangirpom. The cage they keep, no? Big cage, but he's inside. He's called ringmaster. He has control, no? On all tigers, lions, elephants, on all animals he has got control. Not one or two. Different animals, all of them come and they salute. And whatever he says, they do. They do lot of gymnastics there. How he is able to do that? Why we can't do? Training. Just training. They listen exactly what he says. If they don't listen, no, next moment what he do, no? Even food day kudukumatavani. Avani theriyavadhu. Even salute pannada namakku food day kadikumane. The animals knows. That is why paavam mudiyamale kuda kashtapatti pandu. Just one day, 2 days, they won't listen. Continuous training practice, he has done that. No? Like that, all our sense objects, sense pleasures are all, no? Like lions, tigers. They are lions only, tigers only, problematic only, vishap, no? Dangerous wild animals like. But if I train, if I control, control in the sense, if I channelize them into proper spiritual upliftment, they are all very helpful. Really. All sense organs, mind Bhagavan has given for that purpose only. Not to run away. Not to run away. These are all the problems at the sadhana level, initial stages, they all will come. But afterwards, we recognize, once the more you study Shastra, you recognize, I need not run away, I cannot run away. Why? I, the Atma, all pervading, where can I go? I need not go. Therefore, this person is very, very informed, nishankaha, yukta manasaha means well integrated antahkaranam, well integrated with all ashtanga yoga, abhyasa, japa, tapa, dhyanam, all these sadhanas is practicing and very much in the groove of spiritual sadhanas. Na mukti karikam dhatte, he never hold on to any accessories further. Any support, Mukti Karika means accessories that they which provide Mukti. Because already Muktaha, I am already Muktaha, liberated person, I need not take any support or accessories for my peace and happiness. Therefore, Mukta Karikam na dhatte means never hold on. Dhatte means na dhatte, never hold on. Because he is free from doubt, his mind is well integrated, very well alignment is there, very much aligned mind, full of alignment. Manasyekam, vachasyekam, karmanyekam madri. His body, mind, everything is properly trained, channelized. When pashyan, while seeing, shrunvan, while hearing, prishan, while touching anything, any interaction and artham. Jighran, while smelling, ashnan, while eating, aste yathasukam. Remains as it is, care of 5th chapter Bhagavad Gita. Pashyan, shrunvan, srushan, jighran, ashnan, gachan, sapan, shvashan, pralapan, visrjan, grinhan, unmishan, nimishan, napi, naiva kurvan, na karayan, padma patra iva ambhasa. That is called life. That is called life. Until the small, what you can call chick, no? It is to be protected. No? For some time only it is to be protected. How long it can be protected? No. You should know how to face the world. That strength comes only by studying Shastra. Therefore, that person is yathasukham, aste, remain, sit or stand, whatever, wherever, no disturbance. Aste is the second conjugation, asudhatu, let. Aste, asate, asate. So he does not adopt any type of practices further. No more practice. No need of sadhana. Purnamadah Purnamidam Purnat Purnamudachyate Purnasya Purnamadaya Purnamevavasishyate. Om Shanti Shanti Shantihi. Harihi Om. Sri Gurubhyo Namaha. Harihi Om.